This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
President Trump sounds more like a North Korean leader, unfortunately, than an American leader.
But now it looks a little bit like we have our own nut with nukes.
We have never heard this kind of bluster from an American president to another world.
I know of no one who seriously believes that the United States and the Republic of Korea would be defeated in a war of aggression by North Korea if they were to attack. And I made it as clear as I could that if they were to do that, they would pay a price so great that the nation would probably not survive as it is known today.
North Korea is a regime arming with missiles and weapons of mass destruction while starving its citizens.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
Should North Korea decide to take this action, we will work with all interested parties in the international community to take appropriate steps to let North Korea know that it can't threaten the safety and security of other countries with impunity.
Well, what does that bring back some memories, Tom? And here it is, the mainstream media comes at Donald Trump and, of course, is very critical because that's what they do. Anything that Donald Trump does, it's going to be just the opposite. But fortunately, mainstream America is getting it, Scott. You know, they're just saying, look, it is about time that we had a president looking out for our interests and is not just rolling over and allowing Pyongyang to do what they've always done, and to bluster and blow and threaten and continue to move forward here. But obviously, what is going on right now is Kim Jong-un is, in a sense, feeling his oats, I guess, and feeling like now is the time for them to move forward. And then look at what they're doing, strengthening their ties with Iran along the way, which, you know, it should not be a big surprise. They've got this in, common interest. And, we know that North Korea and Iran are helping one another to the end of, to a nuclear end. And, they're praising each other and offering each other some, ideological comfort and political comfort as well. So it's not necessarily that North Korea is lonely. Like Three Dog Night would say, one is the lonely number. They're not exactly one by themselves. I mean, they're still drawing some cover, even though China had to go along with the international community. It isn't like China stepped up and said, hey, look, we're going to really, put the pressure on North Korea. I mean, some of this stuff is political gamesmanship, as you can see right now. And in fact, they've already have said that if the United States was to make a preemptive move, then in essence, they would be there as the big brother to protect North Korea, didn't they? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think he said it best. I mean, look, nobody's talked to them in their own terms, and I think what he said was 100% accurate. Eventually you're gonna wake up the sleeping giant, right?
Right.
I mean, how long do you listen to somebody say they're gonna punch you in the nose before you finally say, you know what, be quiet?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
go back to the kids' table.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't want to see Kim Jong-un exercising this, but well, if it keeps moving forward, as been suggested before, it could be turned into a parking lot. But it's going to be still at a grave cost, and I think we're all aware of that.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mr. President, the North Koreans said yesterday that your statement on Tuesday was nonsense. That's the word that they used. Do you have any response to that?
Well, I don't think they mean that, and I think they it's the first time they've heard it like they heard it. And frankly, the people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough. They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years. And it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries. So if anything, maybe that statement wasn't tough enough. And we're backed by 100% by our military. We're backed by everybody. And we're backed by many other leaders. And I noticed that many senators and others today came out very much in favor of what I said. But if anything, that statement may not be tough enough.
What would be tougher than fire and fury?
Well, you'll see. You'll see.
Mr. President, is one of the options being considered a preemptive strike, more strike?
Well, we don't talk about that. I never do. I'm not like the other administration that would say we're going into Mosul in 4 months. I don't talk about it. We'll see what happens. But I can tell you that what they've been doing and what they've been getting away with is a tragedy. And it can't be allowed. Sure. We'll always consider negotiations, but they've been negotiating now for 25 years. Look at Clinton. He folded on the negotiations. He was weak and ineffective. You look what happened with Bush. You look what happened with Obama. Obama, he didn't even want to talk about it. But I talk. It's about time. Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to.
How the art of the deal works, you have to be able to meet this kind of, you know, this kind of response coming from North Korea with an equal or even more determined response. I like the way Trump is doing this, Scott. I mean, you know, the media cannot help themselves. Of course, they, you know, when do you think you'll do this? I mean, you know, it's like I think the media is slowly but surely understanding this isn't.
Well,
the Obama administration, right?
I liked his little jab there. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not the previous administration. I won't tell you what I'm going to do. You know, which I thought was funny because it was one of the issues I always had with Obama is that he was too we're going to do this and we're going to do that. I have an issue with how they're reporting on this, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're all talking about what Trump does, what, you know, Trump's doing this. Why aren't people calling out the global power allies that North
Korea
has and saying, hey, what are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, I'll go back to the you know, somebody sitting there punching in the mouth. You know, if they have a bigger brother, usually the big brother goes, hey, shut up or you're going to get hurt. You know?
Yes, right.
You
exactly.
Know? Mm-hmm. And if China is an ally with North Korea, why are they allowing them to talk like this?
Mm-hmm.
And that should tell, that tells me more than anything. And let's be quite clear.
Well, maybe you wonder here, does China think that North Korea would really do this? You know, because that's what I question, is that are they, you know, do they have a better handle on Kim Jong-un in terms of his psychological aspect? I mean, you know, like we've talked about time and again, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, you know, Kim Jong-un is a whole different animal altogether, and we're trying to perceive Kim Jong-un with some sort of Western perception.
Well, what would they do? What would China do if Japan started saying they were going to start testing nukes and then they were going to launch it?
Oh, they'd be freaking out. They, absolutely. Yeah. But they would also look to the United States because we have more of a relationship with Japan to say, okay, hey, you know, do we have how afraid should we be here? Is this a you know, more than an existential threat?
And I think we did that, yeah, because you had the negotiations with the Chinese president. I forget his name.
Jing. Yes.
Yes. Where he came here and they talked about it, and he said that he would be more active in figuring out this North Korea thing. Well, he hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been. They said that they were gonna do their sanctions against North Korea. Well, they're still importing, you know, coal and oil and stuff from them.
Yeah, they pulled back one shipment, about $15,000 worth of, I think, coal or something. It was minuscule that they pulled back. But you know, because you got to know what's happening is in China. You have you know, Jing can come here and share dessert and dinner with Trump. And then goes back home, and he's getting railed, and so, you know, he could present one line here, but gets back home, and he's got to go with the, with the electorate, and go along there. So even, you know, Jing, even though he comes here and he sees, okay, hey, this is reasonable, and we should do this, he couldn't sell it back home clearly. But again, I think that, I think hope upon hope. Maybe China is hoping that Kim Jong-un is not going to do something stupid here, that he's, that this is a little bit of a game of chicken. And to your point about the media and some of these others, I got to tell you, I am really shocked by John McCain. I know some people are saying, you know, I had a couple of people say, Bill, why are you shocked? I really am, because we are so close to a situation here right now. That I don't need John McCain's opinion. You know, John McCain missed that opportunity to be in the driver's seat about driving policy in regard to North Korea years ago when he lost the presidency. He is not the president. Yes, he's got an important position, but at this point right now, I believe the wagon should circle around our president and about having a consistent if not a party line, certainly a national line of, of strategy. We don't need opinions right now. If anything, we need support around this president, and we need people praying that, heaven help us, that we do not get into this situation. And for some, you know, some people here in this country who are looking at this as kind of like a NASCAR race, that, oh, hey, this is fun, you know, this is going to be exciting. You know, bombs bursting in air and nuclear bombs taking off like, you know, and even Trump saying, you know, that North Korea will see something they've never seen before. Going, what are you talking about? We've never seen before. I mean, to be fair,
we've already seen something that we've never, when we dropped the mother of all bombs, we've never seen that before. I mean, and that is just as powerful as I think that was, isn't that bomb as powerful as the...
Well, it was said to be likened to, but even still, you know, it's just like, this is, we can't play with rhetoric here. Words mean, you know, words have meaning, and what we're doing here is amping this stuff up, and certainly North Korea needs to understand that. Look, you're picking a fight with a big kid on the block here. And this kid has demonstrated time and again that, hey, if you mess with him enough, he's going to come back and he is going to kick your butt. And, you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, you know, you can go ahead and beat your chest and act like Saddam Hussein and others who thought they could come against, you know, the United States of America and threaten us. And look what happened. And that's what I'm concerned about, is that along the way with Kim Jong-un's bluster is he's going to write a check too big that that he can't cash, as they would say. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
They said, Mitch, get to work and let's get it done. They lost by one vote. For a thing like that to happen is a disgrace.
Could Senator McConnell consider stepping down as majority leader?
If he doesn't get repeal and replace done, and if he doesn't get taxes done, meaning cuts and reform, and if he doesn't get a very easy one to get done, infrastructure, if he doesn't get them done, then you can ask me that question.
Okay, so Carl, do you think that this is much ado about nothing, a little bit of bluster, maybe from both sides, or just some frustration? Or is there a real breakdown in communication here that will prevent them from getting those things that the president wants passed?
I hope it's a little kerfuffle. I hope it's bluster. I hope it's not a real serious breakdown. And because, look, if there's not a strong working relationship between the Republicans in the House and the Senate and the White House, if we're going to be conducting Twitter wars and insulting each other, then nothing much is going to get done. I frankly think that Senator McConnell, maybe it wasn't good for him to make the comment in front of the Rotary Club or whatever it was in Louisville, Kentucky. But he had a point, which is president should lower the expectations of the American people. Take the remark that he just made. I want a big infrastructure program, he said. We are nearly seven months into the Trump administration. This week, they're appointing members of an infrastructure committee, and they have yet to send up a bill to the Congress of what they want in an infrastructure bill. They've talked about it endlessly for 7 months, but they haven't sent forward a bill. Lower the expectations. Tell the American people this is tough to do, and it's going to take some time, and then when you get it done, they'll be happily surprised. But there's no good. Yeah, if Trump goes out and says, President Trump goes out and says bad things about the Republicans in Congress, it's not going to hurt him in 2018. It's going to hurt the Republicans in Congress. But if that gives him a Democrat House or Democrat Senate, yeah, he ain't going to like that for the last 2 years of his first term. And when he gets to run for reelection, people are not going to say, hey, it's somebody else's fault you didn't get things done. They'll hold him responsible. He ought to be focused on cultivating the relationships necessary to move his agenda forward and get it done. His success is bound up in that, just as the success of the Republicans in Congress is.
About 50% of what Karl Rove just had to share, I would agree with, and that is that there needs to be unity between the president and the Republican Party. And this is part of the problem, and I see it as part of the frustration that the president is feeling, from his own party and the leadership of the party, is that, in a sense, McConnell needs to understand and appreciate the heartbeat of Donald Trump. I mean, after all, look what he did back in November. See, this is the thing that, and I'm really surprised that Karl Rove is not picking up on this. And it leads me to believe that maybe he's just, I don't know, Scott, you want to say just a little bit too establishment, and that we feel like we need to have this dynamic tension going on in the Republican Party. We get too much dynamic tension. We have too many mavericks running around, as opposed to coming along and saying, you expect the Democrats to be in shock and, derailed right now and trying to figure out, well, do they impeach the president or whatever other insane threat that they're talking about, which, Main Street America goes, hey, what about my country? What about my health care? What about infrastructure? What about tax reform? What about these practical things that we want to happen, right?
And those things that you just talked about are things that I wish that they would work. I wish they'd be more open with how they're working towards that. I don't mind that they have. Two things. One, I'm glad they're not like the Democrats, to where everybody, we all just get in line and this is what we're doing and this is how we do it.
Even though it's bad, we're all in line.
I like that they have different ideas. Mm-hmm. So that part of me likes that. I just feel like they've all forgotten how to negotiate, though.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes within their party. You actually had this last repeal and replace. They actually had it to where it got down to where Rand Paul was like, "Yeah, this is a deal that I can be behind."
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere along the line, they lost people on that.
Because the way it's working is that you've got people that are so stubborn that everybody wants 80%. Well, you're not going to in the full spectrum of things. And with all the different, states in the union here, not everybody's going to get 80%. As it goes through the whole spectrum, I mean, it could be anywhere from 40 to 80%. Somebody's 80 might mean somebody else is 40. But last time I checked, I think 40 is still better than zero. Instead of looking at this in a sense of breaking it down, as you and I've talked about before, tell me the good things. What are the good things that we've got? Where, and then what is the target focus here, as opposed to all these new ideas? I mean, you know, there's a time for the ideas to fly around, and I think a time and a place. But as far as the public is concerned, and what the voters want to hear, is that there's leadership here. You know, what part, even if there's 40% of the deal that most Republicans can agree on, focus on that 40%. We'll work out the rest of it in, you know, in committee when everything comes together after the Senate approves and it goes to, you know, goes to House of Representatives. And after it's said and done, we would hope that the minimum, you know, on the bell curve would be, you know, 40-50%. But there's going to be some states that are going to like it, and there's going to be some that like it less. But I don't see any big excitement about Obamacare. I mean, it's unraveling. We've been saying this for years now that this thing's been on life support, and it's just hanging on. And what the Republicans need to understand, and the Democrats are going to take this message and run away with it, is they're saying, you know, because the polling, and again, polling gives you a snapshot of what is and not what will be, and it really is a target for leadership to be able to address these issues and the misunderstanding the public has about Obamacare. So those become your talking points so that you can convert the electorate to make sure that they understand what is happening with Obamacare, that they're not left with some sort of scenario by the Democrats saying, well, you know, you lost something you really liked, and you can blame the Republicans because they exacerbated the problem. And it's not going to be that you had insurance companies, you know, bailing out of it, that the services were dwindling. You're not going to hear that. And the media is certainly not going to report on this. They want the full fury of people's attitude of Obamacare, that this entitlement has been taken away, and they want the full fury of the American people to be at the doorstep of one Donald Trump and the Republicans. But if they don't join ranks here, Scott, to your point, and they come out with this unified message on the things that they can be unified on, you know, they're divided within themselves, and this is why they cannot seem to get this done. And even though they're close, you know, one vote away, but, you know, let's get out of the ideology. And also, this is where Donald Trump, as the leader, you know, as the CEO, as the visionary of this, has to beat the drum. He has to keep that drum beat going. He's got to take it to the people like he's been doing, as you and I, you know, said early on, that he is not going to be successful in the Beltway. The Beltway is too much against him. Between the mainstream media and the Democrats, and even, dare I say, the establishment Republicans, he doesn't have a fair shot there. Outside of the Beltway, Main Street America, he's got the shot. That's where his success is going to come from. That's where the momentum is going to come from. And some of these Republicans that are slow to understand, and they want to be part of the resistance, even though they say they're not, but they are in action.
I think you touched on some of the things that they need to do. I think they need to start talking more in the press about what they want to do and what they're trying to do.
Quit bucking Trump.
Well, yeah. Well, rather than saying, you know, well, we're going to work on tax reform, why not tell me your ideas? Lay it out for me.
Give me something to get excited about, right?
Yeah. And that's part of the thing that Trump does.
Yeah.
Trump talked about tax reform, and he said, you know, rather than having 7, we're going to bring it down to, what, 3?
Yes.
Three different levels. And right. All this stuff. And he laid it out there, and I was like, well, that's going to mean more money for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's be honest. That's all. I want more money in my pocket. Why? Right. Because then I can use it to spend money if I want to do upgrades on my house or something. I have the money to do that, and I can provide more for my family. And the government doesn't do that for me. It doesn't provide more for my family.
Without a doubt. No, we got to bring it back home. That's what this is all about, and that's what the Donald Trump administration is all about, and that's where his success will be realized and understood by we the people.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report, you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And right now we have DOJ, FBI analyst and guest author John Legato with us, former deep cover FBI special agent and author of the new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, boy. But I'll tell you, this whole Mueller situation, the probe that continues, we've got a grand jury now impaneled. You've had lots of experience yourself with grand juries. You've been a part of, what, 40, 50 or so? But who's counting, right?
Yeah, they all blend into one.
Well, I can appreciate that. Well, John, what do you make of all this? I mean, this has been a wild couple of weeks here with Mueller. That you keep wondering, going, how is this guy able to stay on as a special prosecutor when you've got these blatant conflicts of interest that have been written into the law? And as if that's not enough, you've got the Senate coming together in a bipartisan effort to say, hey, we want to make sure this guy is the last man standing, that somehow he's immune from any kind of presidential movement to get him taken off the case.
Well, aside from that being unconstitutional, I mean, it's the executive branch. Technically, Mueller is under the executive branch because he's under the attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is that Bill calls for a three-judge panel if he's dismissed to sort of adjudicate it. And in my mind, they would rule that Mueller has a conflict of interest. So mm-hmm. It could be a blessing in disguise. There's no way he doesn't have a conflict of interest. And You never hear the Democrats saying he doesn't have a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. What they say is Mueller's a good guy and has integrity. And if that was the case, Mueller would recuse himself. So I dispute that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said that about Jim Comey as well, right?
Yeah, broke my heart when FBI director said he leaked information, and I don't realize what he was saying. He would have never. I mean, you know, I can't imagine an agent, let alone a director, saying, "Hey, I broke the law, and this is something I did to expedite, you know, whatever my investigation of the president of the United States." I mean, there's so much wrong with that, Bill.
Well, you know, this, I don't know if it's just Beltway stuff or what, but it gives me a real quick flashback of Lois Lerner planting a question in the audience that exposed her shenanigans. I mean, it's like, well, you know, what is this all about? I mean, you know, somehow they're going to control the message even if it works against them.
Well, I mean, it's such selective prosecution, too. I mean, what Lerner is enjoying a big pension, and Holder is enjoying practice, and Comey's enjoying, I don't know, $10 million from a book deal. Hillary is enjoying, you know, nobody goes to jail anymore. And the reason is the one shining beacon of justice was never the Justice Department. That always had a political bent. But it was my FBI. They were always independent, always, you know, just the facts, ma'am. And
oh, even with this, yeah, I mean, but even with his politicization, John, I mean, he's all over the place. I mean, it wasn't even that he was consistent, you know, for the Democrats. I mean, one minute he's all but indicting Hillary Clinton, and then the next minute, coming on the other side. I mean, it's like this is very confusing.
Well, and you look at his skewed, his bent, because Lynch told him it was a matter. He never wrote a memo on that. Mm-hmm. He wrote a memo on actually a very fuzzy conversation with the president. So that tells you right there, you know, he was gunning for the president. The other thing is that when he wrote that memo, it became evidence because he, in essence, was an investigator investigating, in his mind, obstruction of justice. So he could go to jail. I mean, he leaked evidence.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite astounding. And, you know, but meanwhile, but this has been the situation that this whole, you know, effort against Donald Trump has been, let's step over, you know, clear infractions of the law, whether it's the Mike Flynn case, Hillary Clinton herself, you talk about collusion with the Russians, the things that, are coming out with GPS fusion, their engagement with Democrats, collusion, the manipulation of our whole voting process, not to mention the fact that you have the maintained insistence of the former attorney general and the president himself saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I keep saying, well, if that's the case, then why are people getting convicted and are sitting in jail right now for voter fraud if none exists here in America?
Oh, I think it's in the millions. I mean, I agree that I'm not one like a conspiracist, but I mean, if you just logically look at the proof to vote, actually in some jurisdictions there's no proof, just, you know, I'm a citizen, or you can get a water bill or so. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. How could you not violate the system? So I don't know. It seems upside down right now. But again, we need to get the FBI separated from justice. We need to take a step back and have the new director, Mr. Wray, say, I'll call this the proper thing, you know, Mr. Attorney General, Mr. Attorney General, and you let the chips fall where they may. And until that happens, we're in for a bumpy ride. I really believe, Bill, that there's going to be 5 to 7 indictments resulting from the Mueller special counsel.
Now, do you think this is a bipartisan indictment, or is this just all of the president's men?
All the president's men. The Clinton Foundation, as far as I know, and we would know if it was under investigation because they would have to issue subpoenas because of its the nature of the foundation with records. Mm-hmm. And we don't hear that. We don't hear that Lois Lerner is sweating. We don't hear that Eric Holder committed perjury and he's, you know, so it's, I don't know what's going on, but it just seems to be one-sided.
Well, especially when you look at who Mueller has surrounded himself with. I mean, they're basically Democratic operatives. And, you know, on one hand, you think, well, if they come back with something truly, you know, truly objective and goes as deep as the Clinton Foundation, and they really, you know, break this thing wide open and look at voter fraud in the greater spectrum of things, then you're going to go, I mean, I'll be the first to say, hey, I was wrong. But, boy, I'll tell you, right now on the surface, this looks like a duck and talks like a duck.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I don't see it happening. Mm-hmm. It seems, you know, when the president was elected and he said words to the effect Hillary suffered enough, I'm thinking, no, she hasn't. She broke the law. I mean, you and I would be eating off metal trays in Lewisburg prison, but, you know, I don't know.
Yes. Well, and this is the thing, you know, this has been up to this point a law and order president. Well, if you really are that way, then you've got to, you know, you've got to get all the rats out. You've got to drain the swamp. And, you know, and I can appreciate his irritation with Jeff Sessions and other maneuvers here, even Rod Rosenstein. Part of the president's flank has been exposed here, hasn't it?
It really has. And this leaking thing, when the Attorney General called a press conference, I said to myself, he has to have arrest warrants, because I've conducted many investigations in my 23 years as an FBI agent, and how could you not have subjects? I mean, there are ways to find the leakers. There are actually many ways.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, this has been going on for 6 months. The only person that you got is a reality winner, and she basically gave herself up.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, John, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Look forward to having you back. Always appreciate your insight. John Legato, former Marine, Semper Fi, and former deep cover FBI special agent, author of the new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. Thank you, John, as always. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And when it comes to media and culture, what you need to know is PluggedIn.com. And, of course, every week we have the honor and privilege to talk with the one and only Bob Waliszewski. I mean, you know, Bob and I have gotten so close that I can even spell his name blindfolded. I mean, that's what it's like. I don't even need the Ouija board anymore, Bob, I'm telling you.
Well, I tell you, I can spell Martinez too. I'm getting pretty good myself. So you can spell Waliszewski. I mean, they're two difficult names.
Well, that's it. Yeah, and it confuses people because it's, for me, it's always with a Z. Some people want to throw in an S sometimes, but always with a Z. Yep, exactly.
Well, no one gets mine right. I mean, I've had a whole lifetime of people going, if they see it written, it's Walla, and then they lose it. And usually it's Zuski if they're really trying, but it's actually, my family's always pronounced it Waliszewski, which is kind of crazy because it doesn't look like Szewski. And anyways, it's Polish nationality. My dad was 100% Polish. His mom was a mail order bride of all things, which, you know, was a whole other story in and of itself. So his dad moved over and was working and was lonely and sent off to Poland for a woman he'd never met. And this lady came and they married and never divorced. I'm not sure they had the greatest of marriages, but, you know, it worked.
Hey, but they stayed together. I'm sure they have some great memories. Marriage is tough, let's face it. And if you can hang with somebody for an entire lifetime, I mean, it's like one of my favorite stories. I was talking to this gal, because I always love, you know, when people have been married for an extended period of time, you always ask them, you know, what is their secret? And they had been married like 60-some years, and I go, oh, you've got to tell me, you know, what is your secret? She goes, oh, Sonny, let me tell you, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right. Smart woman. But for your grandfather, I mean, a mail order bride, why not? I mean, you know, for the shots that people are getting, I mean, anymore, it's like a 50-50 shot. So why not a mail order bride, I guess?
I guess. You know,
I don't know. Hey, why not? But, hey, we've got lots to talk about. Speaking of media and culture and what's happening on the big screen, Dark Tower numero uno this past week. Although I did notice something. Are we back to school? Is that why the low numbers? I mean, the box office was a little anemic last weekend.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's just that what Hollywood offered, it was either old, in other words, it'd been around the block for a week or two or three or four or nine, and so it was pretty anemic that way. And the new two movies that were out, The Dark Tower and Detroit, just weren't enough to get people's imaginations, like The Dark Tower.
Right.
It's based on a Stephen King's book series, seven novels. The first one was called Gunslinger. This movie could have been called The Gunslinger. And I know there were lots and lots of people that read it, and that's what they were banking on. Those people that read the books were going to show up at the movie theater. I mean, Stephen King has a following.
Yes.
But people apparently just decided that it wasn't enough to bring him in. It cost $60 million to make this film, and they made only $19 million, and very little on the international side of the coin too. Typically, if something does poorly here, and they can be, if the dollars are significant overseas, Hollywood still smiles and goes, "Yep, we'll do a sequel or something like that." But
right.
I don't think we're going to see it with The Dark Tower. I just don't think it did. It was a classic battle between good and evil. Mm-hmm. It focused on this. It's kind of a John Wayne Western with a gunslinger and a devilish man in black who uses high-tech devices to suck the psychic energy out of gifted children to attack this tower. I mean, the Dark Tower, this tower that he imagines in this alternate dimension where if it stays standing, it keeps the world free from ultimate evil, and if it ever falls, you know, the dark man in black who's like Satan is going to rule. Well, it was better than I thought it was going to be honest with you. I actually went in thinking I was going to just roll my eyes, couldn't wait for this one to be over. I was going to hate it completely, and I tell you if I did, but it was better than that, but it still was not a film that I enjoyed. It just was, when you have such low expectations going in, and you walk out and go, it was better.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
That's kind of what I told the gal who was taking notes. There's often people taking notes at these screenings.
Right.
How'd you like the film? What'd you think? Yeah. You know, so I just said it was better than I thought it was going to be, but that wasn't a plus. We gave it a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. There was quite a bit of violence and definitely some dark demonic things in this battling that goes on, although, again, it could have been worse.
Well, it always causes those statisticians to wince a little bit when you say the popcorn was pretty good.
Yeah. And the other movie that I think at least we ought to touch on real quickly is Kathryn Bigelow's Detroit. Now, she's done Zero Dark Thirty, and so she's a well-known, well-regarded filmmaker. Mm-hmm. So when she puts her mind to the task, she can put out a pretty good film. I don't think this is one of her better ones, however. Now, I need to say that a colleague of mine actually thinks it's good enough that he thinks she'll be nominated again for Best Picture come the first of next year.
Wow.
But we'll see. I don't think so. Wow. About two-thirds of the film I thought was way too slow, and then the last part of the film picked up, and I it got where you were interested in it, but when it ended, you kind of just wanted to slap your palm to your forehead and go, "Really? That's what happened?" And anyways, for those who don't know, it's 1967 Detroit. It turned out to be some corrupt policeman end up taking some African-American men, young men, and two white women, and held them up in a hotel. And by the time the night was done, three people were dead. And it's trying to get to the bottom of what happened on that night in 1967, and then trying to find out, did these corrupt people who were involved in this, including policemen, did they get off scot-free, or were they convicted in the court of law? And let's just say, without giving too much away, I wasn't very happy with the ending. I did not know this slice of history, and this movie, when I got there, I thought, that is not very satisfying for me personally. Right. I did not like it. So,
well, that was reflected in the reviews overall, disappointing reviews on the movie. They were hoping that maybe the reviews and word of mouth might carry the day for it, but it's theater average pretty low, so it will probably be to DVD faster than you can say DVD.
Yeah, probably too. And here's another thing to keep about this in this particular movie. Since it deals with police corruption, And yes, there are a couple of good policemen, though, which I'm glad we actually see. But for the most part, the emphasis is on the corrupt police. I wonder if the timing is just awful right now with everything else that's been going on in our nation in the last few years. Policemen who are getting shot when they're pulling over people on routine traffic stops. When you have Ferguson going on and incidents like that, where I think we need a film that really makes the heroes of policemen, and certainly for the most part, our firemen and our policemen and our EMTs, our first responders, are heroes. I think we need more movies that are very clearly point to the heroism of what these men and women do every day. I don't think we need it as much one more piece of dark history that reminds us that there are people who can be pretty corrupt and pretty evil that do bad things to good people.
Well, I think you're right. And what you're pointing to here, Robert, is that there is that potential in the marketplace where the marketplace is probably thinking the same thing and saying, hey, can I hear some good news about the men in blue? And there's such great stories. I guess part of the problem is that they happen every day. You know, it's like God's miracles. They happen every day that they're easy to overlook sometimes. And,
yeah, I've been
thinking
of
maybe
a film
that's
like World Trade Center when you actually watch. It wasn't the best film made, but watching World Trade Center, I was once again reminded that when everyone else was running out of the towers, there was a whole lot of men going up. And that just, and they knew the risk. I mean, they knew that this could cost them their lives. Many of them knew, and that they weren't backing down.
Yeah, it is amazing when you hear the individual stories, the miracles that took place on 9/11. Wow, we could spend the rest of our life just recounting the miracles that happened that incredible day. No doubt about it. Bob, you had a chance to see Annabelle, huh? Tell us about that.
Yes. You know, I typically don't go see R-rated horror films. I'll just say that up front. I see a lot of films. In fact, I just saw my 84th film of this calendar year. So here we are, you know, in August, and I've already seen 84 movies. But if you look at all the titles I've seen, you won't see a whole lot of R-rated ones on there. I keep it PG-13s and downs, because for the most part, I'm talking to people like you, Bill, who really don't care so much about R-rated films. They want to know about the other ones. But
yeah, we're promoting family. We want the family to be blessed by this, you know?
But so, I got a call from a company repping this particular film, and they know me. I know them. And they said, Bob, I think you ought to make an exception. Go see this film, because there's a lot of faith content in this film, and I think you'll be interested in seeing it. Mm-hmm. That said, it's still not a film that I would recommend, but having now seen it, they're right. There was a lot of faith content, and the portrayal of essentially demonic possession was called for what it was, some kind of strange, dark presence that had overtaken this ugly doll, in my opinion, and this girl and her coming back, apparently looking like she was kind of coming back to life, but it was all a very demonic thing. I came away thinking, okay, it is in more consistent with a Christian worldview of demonic possession. This is not one of those where you sprinkle holy water and the demons sizzle up in a ball. And
Bob, we got about 10 seconds left here, so we got to put a wrap on this.
Okay.
One,
not a strong thumbs up, but yes. Some Judeo-Christian themes in the film. So we'll talk to you next week, Bill.
Absolutely. Bob Waliszewski, the one and only. Go to PluggedIn.com for more information. Robert, thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know...